Joys and concerns. Yes, Sandra.
My niece, Sandy Jo, went home. She flew home for the week of New Year's. She gave up Christmas for the military members that had children. And she just flew back safely, and she's real happy to be back in 70-degree weather. She made it yesterday. My brother is going in tomorrow to have hip replacement, and he's nervous about it. David Fox, so he's having hip replacement, and he's really upset that he's going to have surgery tomorrow, and the championship game is tomorrow. And I said, well, you're going to be heavily sedated, so you probably won't be able to see it. So maybe someone will DVR for you.
Anyone else?
Just want to thank everybody for all the prayers for Dave's family. We have 4 deaths in the month of December.
Oh, oh my.
It was a little bit much.
Yes.
4 deaths.
Prayers are with you, Dave. And we'll continue to be with you. Joanne?
My sister-in-law with her breast cancer is doing quite well.
Good.
With all the prayers. Meanwhile, my cousin, Lori, had breast cancer. She had the mass removed, and they checked her lymph nodes because it hurt her lymph nodes. So she's going to move forward with chemo and whatever else they face.
Betty?
My sister-in-law passed away by Sunday evening.
We want to remember Judy, who has surgery the 10th. I think that's Wednesday. Remember, she's having some problems breathing, so they're going to go in and see if they can clear that up for her. So let's keep her in prayer. And her and Pastor traveling back safely. Any other?
Continued prayers for my job search.
Okay.
Tina, I just want to thank the Lord for you and Travis. Because it doesn't matter what time of the day or night I need to talk to you. I can just say, can I call? You're always there.
I thank the Lord for you too, Linda. Travis and I watched a movie last night, and it was on the Christian Network, and I don't know the name of it, but it was about people that are everyday people. We all have things that bring us down. We have things that rock our world. We have things that change us, that bring us to our knees. We have things that we don't know how to handle. We don't respond properly or the right way. But this movie was about the gratitude that we can find in every situation. And so this angel, I told Travis, is that guy really real? Or he says, well, he's a human angel. Well, towards the end of the movie, you realize they were true angels. And the people that they encountered were down on their luck, and they gave them each a book, and it was a book of gratitude. So every day, no matter what, write down something you're thankful for. Well, it had devotion in it, and by the time they got to the end of the book, their hearts were turned around. They saw the true meaning of gratitude. If I can find the name of it, I'll pass it along, but it was a really good movie. Yes, Travis?
Yeah, I have a personal prayer request that's just